When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing, the podcast for laundry, the What's Your Turge, Bleach Please, then do us a favor, tell your friends about the show, subscribe and comment on Apple Podcasts, it would help us a lot. Hey laundry heads, if you're excited for the future, then you're like me, because I'm excited for the future. If you heard the show last week, we were talking about some changes to the show. Unfortunately, we can't change the actual podcast for laundry due to contractual issues, but if you liked what we were talking about last week, stay tuned because we've got some fun things planned for you. Welcome to the podcast for laundry. I'm your host, Brett, and I am here at the Up and Up Laundromat in the Lower East Side of New York City, and I am here with a very, very special guest, America's sweetheart, Griffin Newman.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Brett. This actually, I used to live right around the corner. This used to be, this wasn't my local laundromat because I went to one down the avenue, but this was my backup. So it's great to be back here.
Should we stop recording?
No, why? No. I'm saying it's nice to be back.
We could go to that one.
No. But this is still, this is a up and up. It's on the up and up. No, this is like a laundromat I have a connection to. It's fine. This is better for a cruise. I didn't mean to. This was a laundromat I used. This is a good laundromat.
No, the laundromat you used.
I went to different laundromats for different reasons at different places. No. I'm sorry. That seems like I wasn't trying to. What do you call it when you like subtweet out loud? I wasn't trying to.
I don't think
backhand.
There's a word for that.
Yeah, that wasn't meant to shame you. I'm sorry. I feel like I got this off. I'm very excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you.
We've been
you.
Talking for a long time about trying to do an episode and
yes.
The scheduling stuff, and now we finally worked it out. I'm really excited to be doing this.
You're a very busy guy, and I'm happy you found time in your schedule to do this. We go back a bit.
You were like one of my first friends I made in comedy.
Yeah.
I can't speak for you. I don't know how many friends
likewise.
You had made up at that
likewise.
Point. But we were... Like, I had friends who I was doing comedy with. We got into it together, but you were the first people I met, like, mm-hmm. through doing so. We were interns together.
Yeah.
At the now-defunct ECNY Awards, which are the Underground Comedy Awards.
Which I think you'd be a shoo-in for this year.
I think you would have won already by this point.
No,
right?
but not me.
I think you would have. No, you would have won best alt, best underground, kind of hip, indie.
Best like, laundry podcast? Maybe.
Well, I mean, certainly if they that category, yeah.
Well, now, not so sure. Danny Tamborelli started his own podcast for laundry.
Well, I'm saying if there were, like, a best, like, avant-garde, best, like, in-your-face, like, if someone had, like, an Andy Kaufman award, that would be, like, a thing,
mm-hmm.
you know?
But no awards for me.
Well, but the show doesn't exist. I feel like I keep on accidentally.
Your show is doing great. You're the star of the Tick.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You play Arthur,
yeah.
Whose sidekick is the Tick.
That's actually, I mean, it's funny you say that, because historically, I guess he's been the sidekick, but this show mm-hmm. kind of examines that role. I view them as co-heroes.
Yeah.
You know?
That's cool.
Yeah.
You've been on vinyl. If you've watched television in the past year, you've probably seen Griffin's
I mean,
face.
It depends. You know, there's a lot of content out there. I don't, you know, I'm a working guy. I mean, you've done so much. You have a TV show. Do a TV show.
I do a TV show.
Yeah. You're on TV. Every week.
I paid it to, and then this dumb
don't say
podcast.
You paid. Don't, no, Brett, don't say you paid to
I
do
pay
it.
To
you
do
finance,
it.
You are one of the financiers of your
I
show.
I'm the only financier.
It's not like you're paying a fee. I mean, technically, M&N doesn't charge you, right?
What's your turge?
My
hold
detergent.
For bumper.
Great. Oh,
hold
yeah.
for bumper.
Okay.
What's your turge?
Cool. See, I'm a fan of the show, so I'm excited to do these segments finally.
Oh, well, thanks. Usually,
yeah.
A lot of people come in and they've never heard the show before.
No, you're an old friend of mine. I'm a huge fan of your work. I always have been. You know, and it's nice when you have friends and peers who you also are fans of. And I follow everything you do. Are you kidding me, Brad? Come on. Oh. It's a great show.
Thanks.
So what's my turge? Well, it's an interesting question because I definitely used to be a Tide guy.
You don't have to answer this either.
No, I'm excited. I've been trying to get on this show for like a year.
Soul searching in the past week.
Okay.
And I've been thinking about what I'm spending my time on. I go to the laundromat 3 times a week, and I do this podcast for laundry, which takes about 3 days of my week, realistically.
All 3 times you're at the laundromat or for the podcast?
Yeah. And then
not factoring in when you do your actual laundry?
Yeah. So I'm spending, you know, time writing, booking.
Right.
Just thinking about, you know, doing the show.
But you're like one of the most prolific guys in New York. You're doing like 1,000 things. I don't know why you should feel
and like... Yeah, and all that stuff is relegated to one day per week because I'm spending so much time thinking about laundry.
Not just thinking about it. I mean, you're doing something about it. You're
recording. Doing laundry.
What's my turge? Well, I'm excited to tell you. Okay. I feel like I used to be a Tide guy, and how much of that is just successful advertising. You know, orange is an appealing color. I don't know. But now I have an interesting situation. I live in an apartment directly above my best friend's. My best friends are a married couple, and they have a washer dryer. So now I don't go to a laundromat anymore.
Yeah.
I bring my laundry downstairs to my friends. But here's the one condition they have.
Uh-huh.
My friend Sophie, she has adverse allergic reactions to anything that has any sort of like scent or like softener in it. So I have to get just like the most neutral, like dye-free, all-natural. So there's like Kirkland Signature, the Costco brand, has like a big kind of like...
I think what you're doing is... very nice, but like you're just talking a
using
lot.
What
you're just I feel like you're doing me a favor because I'm doing this dumb thing.
You're doing me a favor. I've been trying to get booked on this show for a year. What are you talking
about? I've been trying to book you.
Hey, I'd love to do it another time. I'm busy filming a fucking TV show. I'm excited to be here today.
Yeah, I know. Schedules are just tough, but
you said I'm the lead of the show. It's like I have to work. I'm like first shot, last shot, every single day.
There's
a whole press tour. We
had very short list of guests I wanted to have, but it's like, would I want to have these people I respect on my dumb thing?
I don't know. I'm here. I'm talking turge. I just told you. So I get the Kirkland brand.
Okay, you're talking about Kirkland. Yeah.
Totally natural. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it's called specifically, but it's like Kirkland is white and it has a bunch of kind of like no ghost logos, no dyes, no softener. So that's my turge these days, but that's kind of out of necessity. It's not necessarily my favorite. I'm very happy. I'm excited as a fan to have finally gotten to talk turge.
Okay. And I appreciate that you're taking the time to even...
Stop talking. Stop apologizing to me as if this is an obligation. I want to be here.
Okay. I know, but I feel like I've been an okay friend and you're going out of your way to help me.
I mean, I feel like both of us are not like the most socially adept people in the world. Like, I feel like we're good friends, but neither of us are very good at like hanging out in general. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're a bad friend. I hope I'm not a bad friend to you.
No, you're a great friend. I'm probably like a bad friend.
No, you're not. See, Brett, this is this thing we always talk about, which is like the only time you actually make things uncomfortable is when you apologize for making things uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
No, but don't do that because when I'm happy to be here. I want to be here. I consider you my friend. I'm a fan of your work. All that's fucking cool. But then when you start going like, I suck. You don't want to be here. I feel bad. I'm a piece of shit. Then I feel bad. Then I don't want to be here.
I should mention this because I haven't before. And I know you're going to want it. It's your favorite detergent, Tide. If at any point during the conversation you want to turn the tide of the conversation, you could just turn it. And I suck.
I'm turning the tide. No, I'm turning the tide because I want
because I suck,
be
I'm going to give you unlimited turns.
Here's one turn right there. I replanted it. That's the one turn I did.
Okay, I'm going to turn it back now.
Don't do it. I'm going to turn the tide. 108 degrees.
Okay.
There we go, and now we're having a totally positive,
because
happy to be
here. I've given you unlimited turns. I'm gonna turn it back.
So you have unlimited turns too.
I'm just.
Or you have unlimited
turns
resets.
The turns are for you. Usually give people one chance to turn the tide per episode, but because I respect you, I'm gonna give you so many because this.
But every time I turn it, you're gonna turn it back. So you also have unlimited turns.
Yeah.
I mean, let the record show, I tried to...
What's your first memory of laundry?
My first memory of laundry? Wow, that's a really good question. My mom, you know, she had great bed sheets, like a great comforter.
Uh-huh.
I remember growing up, and when she would wash it, and it was, like, warm, and then she put it in, like, sort of the duvet cover. Yeah. What I would do when I was a very small child, I would crawl inside, like, in between the duvet cover and the comforter, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it would feel like I was, like, in a cave, like a soft cave.
Would you rather talk about the tick? Or, like, any, like, live shows, other shows you've done?
No, I want to talk about this. I'm here to do the laundry pile. I fucking talk about the tick too much. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Okay.
They make me do, like, a thousand fucking dumb podcasts. Mm-hmm. I have to talk to, like, whatsup.org in Australia.
Right. This is a dumb podcast. We could talk about whatever you want.
I'm saying
the
other podcasts I have to do are dumb, and that's, like, fucking contractual obligations to publicize some TV show.
Uh-huh.
This is, like, me wanting to do a show with my friend that I'm a fan of.
Thanks.
And I just wanted to do all the segments.
Thanks.
So it's like, here I am. I've been waiting to do Talking Turge, and then we get to it, and you're immediately like,
What's your Turge?
I've been meaning to talk Turge. I'm a fan. I haven't listened to every fucking episode, but I'm a fan.
They're not good.
It is good. I like it. Good. I like the show. Jesus. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So I have this issue with my pants where, like, all of them get bleach stains on them.
Uh-huh.
And it's been going on for years, and it's across, like, different types of pants. Like, it's, like, I guess not with denim, but any other material, and also regardless of color. And I don't use bleach. Like, pointedly don't use bleach, haven't in years. Mm-hmm. It still happens regardless of what turge I use, whether I drop off, whether I do it myself. These pants just get these big bleach stains on them.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, like a sort of thigh area.
Yeah, you're going to want water down the bleach.
But I'm not using bleach. That's the point. I'm using no bleach. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on here, because everyone keeps asking, like, why do all your pants get fucked up?
Do you have the pants with you? I could look at the tags.
I mean, the pants I'm wearing right now, these are corduroys, actually, so they're pretty good. They've been unsullied. I just want, you know, that, like, adage of, like...
If you just... I'll do your laundry for you. I feel like I'm wasting your time today.
You're not wasting my time. I'm not asking you to do my laundry. That wasn't... I'm saying...
No, like, I'll do it.
Spend a lot of time
you.
Thinking about laundry. Do you have any idea what the cause of that would be? My fear is that I'm the common denominator there.
Mm-hmm.
Because regardless of what turge I'm using, regardless of what machine, which laundromat, it's my pants that are constantly ending up with these bleach jeans.
That's so kind of how I feel about my life. Like, everything is going bad.
Everything's not going bad.
And what is the common denominator?
You're like the guy. You're like one of these like guys that like the when people fucking write the like kill your darlings of like the New York comedy scene in like the 2010s. You're gonna be like, oh yeah, he was like the linchpin. He was the guy.
I'll be the in memoriam section, the way things are going.
Sure, if the book's written 100 years from now, yes, eventually we will all die, Brett.
Oh, well.
There are people who, like, want to be Brett Davis. Do you realize that? There are people in New York who are like, that's the cool guy. That's the tastemaker. That's the guy who's pushing boundaries.
If they only knew.
Well, the point I'm making, obviously, is the people who want to be you know.
Well, thank you. I've kind of depleted my friends group in the past year. Personal relationships.
I wonder why. I'm sorry. That was catty.
We're gonna go to a section called Bleach, Please.
I probably should have saved the pants conversation for this. Sorry.
Hold for bumper.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
In Bleach, Please, we talk about what makes you go Bleach, Please, and if you could talk about laundry problems you're having.
Yeah. I mean, once again, I probably should have held what makes me go Bleach, Please when my pants all end up with bleach stains across the thighs and posterior, despite the fact that I pointedly avoid using bleach. That makes me go,
what's that word?
Please. Bleach.
Before that?
Pointedly?
Before that.
despite the fact that I pointedly avoid using bleach.
It's all along your what?
I said thighs and posterior.
What is that one?
It's like butt. What do you mean? It's like the butt, like your backside.
Never heard of that.
You've never heard posterior?
No.
Really? You're like a well-read guy. You've never heard posterior?
No, I'm an idiot.
You're not an idiot, Brad. Jesus Christ.
So we could skip bleach, please, because I think it's a dumb segment.
I just feel like...
We're going to talk stain remover. Hold for bumper. I know I didn't really cue it up like it's a segment, but there's a bumper that they're going to add in post.
I just feel like there's a self-fulfilling prophecy thing with you, Brett.
Yeah.
Because you spend so much time and energy complaining about the fact that your career isn't better, and it's like maybe that's the issue.
Am I always doing that?
I mean, I don't listen back to this podcast.
I suck.
No, it's not that you...
I suck.
No. The thing that sucks about you is you saying that you suck all the time.
I suck. I'm sorry.
Do you think I suck.
Do you think I
got a TV show by sitting around all the time going, oh, I'm on zero TV shows. No one hires me to play a superhero. They'll never hire me to play a superhero.
No.
Yeah, no, right.
Audition.
Yeah, probably. I just auditioned until someone let me do it, and then I just showed up and I did the work and I worked hard. And you certainly do the work and you care about the work, but then you spend so much energy complaining about the fact that things aren't going well for you.
You know what my dream is?
What?
Podcast for Laundry, the TV show.
That would be a great show. I would watch that. I'd be a guest.
Thank you. I mean, I'm sure you'll, by the time that happens, you're going to be.
Oh, come on. Don't fucking.
And stain remover, we talk about what's a regret in your life that you wish you could remove, like a stain remover would remove a stain. I don't know why I'm explaining it.
This is a good explanation. It's a good segment. Mm-hmm. What would I?
Preferably laundry related, but.
It is laundry.
You don't have to. Talk about laundry. I have
a really good one. First apartment I lived in on my own.
Worked with like a lot of great directors and stuff. Maybe you should talk about that.
There are other podcasts where I can talk about those things. If I want to talk about
better podcasts.
Not better podcasts, but it's like if I'm on a movie show, sure, I'll talk about like, yeah, I was directed by Martin Scorsese. That's cool. There's a place and time to do that, and this is the podcast for laundry, and I have laundry things. I have a good laundry story. Do you want to hear?
What's Marty like?
He's great. I mean, he's like a total mensch. I mean, you get on that set and you realize, like,
what is that?
He's a mensch.
What is that?
It's like a Jewish term for like a guy with like gishval, like a kind of good quality.
What is that?
Person. I mean, it's Jewish stuff. He's like a good guy. He's like a good guy, and he's very collaborative, and he's very warm, and he hires people he respects, and he treats them with respect. And like, I had a very small part in a pilot that he was shooting, but I felt respected, and that's how he gets the best work out of people. That's the lesson I learned there. It's not just because he knows the most about movies, it's because he knows how to run a set as an environment to feel positive. Do you understand? Like, a lot of it's making people feel good when you're in the room with them, Brett.
Mm-hmm. I wish.
Because some people are crazy talented, and despite what they think, are actually very well regarded within their scene.
Like who?
Like, some people in, like, the underground New York comedy scene, right?
Judah Friedlander.
Sure. Let's say Judah Friedlander, okay? Mm-hmm. Someone who's really good. He's got
very
the
good.
Chops.
Yeah.
Right?
Very funny.
The guy's put in the work, and he's mm-hmm. just a strong... You watch him, and he's just a fucking meat and potatoes joke slinger.
He just...
Like, he just knows how to fucking sling a joke, and he's got great stage presence.
Meat and potatoes
presence.
Jokes?
He's a good comedian, right?
It's time we're going to talk laundry hacks.
Can I talk about my stain removal? Because I have a laundry store. Like, I have... I feel like this is specifically... More so than any guest you've had on, I have a really strong laundry regret in my life. So when I dropped out of college and I was living in an apartment, Hell's Kitchen...
I'm bringing laundry hacks.
Two bedroom with...
Listen,
three other guys. I slept in the couch in the living room. I paid $600.
Don't stretch sweaters on a dryer rack.
On the seventh floor of a walk-up.
Find a clean surface.
And most of the building was like weirdly like flop house apartments.
Take another
bridge. Was like,
Dirty jeans.
15 like Somali but cab drivers who would just take just shifts sleeping on cots when they weren't driving cabs. And the laundry room was in the basement. It had 7 floor walk up, walk down. And I had like my coolest t-shirts, like the t-shirts I had cultivated across high school and stuff. Laundry. And I brought the laundry down there. And I kept on having to run energy up and down the stairs. And I was going to go meet a friend to go see a movie. And I finished the laundry, but was running late, so I took the laundry out, put it into my bag, but left the bag down there in the basement. I wanted to go all the way back upstairs, all the way back downstairs. So I left the bag with all the shirts in there, and then I went to go see the movie, and when I came back, my laundry had been stolen. Someone like in my building stole all my laundry, and it was all these shirts that I had a really strong emotional attachment to, because it was kind of like my... The clothes that
don't
define
like
my
that static in your folded
snacks. I feel
like
you're not even listening to this. You're just
tinfoil balls will make static relax.
You do the entire song every time you do this.
Taking
segment
the bridge, sweaty stains.
Because the rest of them you just say insert drop.
My existence, you'll say you're
I'm
the bane.
Having to watch and listen
remain
to
unclosed
all this.
Until the electric plane.
Why then you're just not even listening to me.
Cover with dish up while you sleep and dream.
Like, that's a great thing about Marty is that he really listens to people. It doesn't matter who you are instead of your PA. If you have a good idea.
We're talking laundry hacks.
If you have a complaint or a gripe, he listens to you because good directors are collaborating.
I'm sorry. Were you still talking about Martin Scorsese?
No, I was talking about laundry regrets, but please, let's go on to hacks.
Oh, I moved on from that segment. I thought it was dumb.
Well, you didn't have my consent to move on, but let's continue.
We could go back to it.
No, I said what I need to say, and the listeners will hear it if they care.
I'm sorry, the music was very loud in my headphones.
Yep. Mine, too.
Separate lights, whites, darks, and delicates. Celebrate vibrant colors. Lights on warms, whites on hots, darks on delicates on cold. Never wash anything that could shrink on hot or warm. It's a laundry hack.
And those are kind of just like the basics.
Got some
right?
Lint balls. Take a razor to the shirt. Shaving razors do the job.
Oh, that's actually, that's pretty good.
Yep.
So,
you
I've
shout.
This coat. I've been wearing my, like, winter coat. It feels like it conducts a lot of lint and stray hairs and stuff. And I've been using, like, a lint brush, but it doesn't seem to get it. I should try a razor. Thank you very much.
You want me to clean it for you?
No, I'm not asking you to do.
I have a razor with me.
Well, if you have a razor, I'd love to have it, and I'll try it over here.
Okay.
I'm not going to make you do it. Thank you for offering.
I'll do it right now if
no,
you
want.
No, it's
fine. I'm going to do
it. You had some other laundry stories, right?
I told them. Go
I'll
on.
I'll just go into the bathroom with a razor and you can do the rest of it.
What's the rest of the segment? Do I have to do anything or are you just going to keep
no, I'm
reading
just gonna,
hacks?
Well, I'll read them and then we'll comment on them.
That worked very well. Thank you, Brett.
Great. You know what? I might just take this into the bathroom.
The razor and my coat or the podcast?
I'll take the razor, not the podcast, not your coat, into the bathroom.
Can it wait until we're done recording?
I guess so.
Whatever urgent razor business you have to do, are you trying to make some fucking suicide joke? Is that what
no.
you're trying to do here? Because that's really tasteless if that's
no.
what you're trying to do.
I'm not.
This dour sad sack routine.
It's not a routine.
Well, who knows with Brett Davis?
It's real.
Right? Oh, yeah, but it so is Smith is real, right?
Smith was not real. It came admitted to it. And the last
can't wait to read the Splitsider exclusive on
if you've got a 15
you
pound
fucking pranking me by
washing machine fill up to
passive aggressive
the second line
shaming
in the
me
clap.
Making me feel like I'm big timing you.
I'm not trying to make it.
Well,
feel
you
like
did
that.
Say that. You kept on saying, I'm trying so hard to book you on the show. You, by
no,
the
no,
time
no,
I get
no,
this
no,
on
no,
TV,
no.
you won't want to do it.
No.
I feel like I haven't changed at all. I pride myself on the fact that, like, yes. See, then this is the problem, is you get into Boy Who Cried Wolf syndrome, because I don't know if this is you actually crying or not, because on one hand, it sounds and looks ridiculous, but on the other hand, you strike me as someone who could be an embarrassing crier, so I don't know whether to console you or whether I'm actually just helping you make some totally fucking out there bug nuts gonzo comedy right now. Unwillingly.
Oh, I suck. It was,
Really, you have a hard time booking guests for the show? I wonder why.
The razor thing was a cry for help. And the crying thing was just a cry.
Copy that.
I guess we could talk about suds and your buds.
Yeah, let's talk about suds and my buds.
That's where we talk about laundry parody songs.
Laundry parody songs?
Yeah.
Where's the buds?
Songs about, and they go in your earbuds.
Oh, in the earbud. I thought you meant like buddies. Laundry parody songs.
I got some.
Oh, okay.
Yondu and laundry.
Yondu and laundry.
Saying Yondu and laundry?
Well, I'm folding it, but my kids always ruin it.
You said like Yondu, like the guardian of the galaxy? The whistle man?
But you didn't even
the blue whistler, Yondu? Is that what he said?
10 minutes after I finish it, my hamper's totally overfilled.
What was that a parody of? Pearl Jam?
Temple of the Dog.
By?
The band is called...
the band?
I'm Going Hungry, the song. The band is Temple of the Dog.
That's the original song?
Yeah.
And what was this one called?
I'm doing laundry.
It did sound like Yondu, though. You have to admit. Is it Yondu and laundry? Yondu and laundry. Right? It does sound like Yondu and laundry.
Imagining him doing laundry. Yeah.
What's next? Groot in a dryer? You know what I'm saying? Right? Gamora and dishes. Right.
More jokes about laundry though.
Okay. Star-Lord and Bleach. Right. Is that I think there are only like two guardians left, or maybe one.
Mantis.
Mantis and Ironing Board. Right. Is that, yeah. We could do villains.
Yeah.
Ego and Softener. Right? He's Star-Lord's dad. But he's
the
bad guy.
Who's the first one? The first movie villain?
Ronan the Accuser.
Yeah.
You gotta give me another laundry thing. I'm tapped out. Hold on. What's another laundry thing?
The Tide Pods.
The Tide Pods?
Tide Pods.
Oh, a Ronan Tide Pods. I feel like we waited a little too long for that one. We lost a little momentum. That was fun, though, right?
Yeah. That was the Holderness family.
Okay.
With their Temple of the Dog parody. I'm doing laundry. Yeah,
but we all know what it sounded like. I mean... I calls him as I sees him. Sounded like Yondu and laundry.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I haven't laughed in a week.
Well, that was, I mean, it was great to see you have fun like that. That's the Brett that I like hanging out with. You know? Yeah. This is like fun. Like, this is, yeah.
You're telling a story about a laundry incident that happened on the set with Martin Scorsese. I interrupted you rudely. What was the story?
It wasn't a lot. There wasn't a laundry story. I'll tell you. So I was on that show Vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
He directed the pilot, and then he went out for cigarettes and never came back. But we got picked up for a second season, which is great. That's what you want as an actor. Uh-huh. I had a very small role, but it was like steady work. It was paying the bills. It was paying for the laundry, if you will. And
there's no small roles, only small actors.
Right. Yes. Small clothes if you accidentally shrink them in the washing machine. You know what I'm saying? Like what do you say about warm water again? Right? small vests. But they renewed the show.
Uh-huh. Congratulations.
Well, but then it got canceled.
Oh, damn. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I mean, this was a couple years ago. I'm fine now. But they staffed a writer's room, and they put everything together. And then they suddenly went like, never mind. We were like 6 weeks away from starting production. And they went, never mind. And the costume department reached out to me. They said, we have all your wardrobe. Right from the first season. Uh-huh. now we're not using it anymore. Do you want it? It's all this great vintage 70s stuff, and the stuff they custom made for my character and all this stuff that was like great. And I knew it fit me because I'd worn it, and I was like, this is unbelievable. Where should we send it? I said, I'm about to move. Let me give you my new address.
Okay.
So it'll get shipped there, and then I'll arrive. My move-in date will probably be like a day after the thing arrives. Right?
Uh-huh.
And I go and I move in. I'm so excited. New apartment. Great. Moving above my friends who have the washer dryer machine. Okay, right? Okay, so it's all coming together. All the threads coming together, much like a sweater. And and I go and I find the box and I open it up and it's empty. And it turns out that someone in the building had or might have been at the post office had opened the box and taken the clothes out. So I didn't get any of the, there was a note inside that was like, Griffin, thank you for your work on the show. It was a great journey. Too bad it can't continue. Here's something to remember the time we had together by. And then the box was just like saran wrapped and it was empty because someone had taken all these clothes that, you know, it wasn't about the value of them. It was the fact that they had an emotional value for me. And it was like the clothes when my laundry got stolen in my apartment in Hell's Kitchen. It's like things that I, you know.
Your laundry got stolen in Hell's Kitchen?
Yeah, I told that story earlier. It's fine.
When?
It was 2008. I had just dropped out of college. It was my first apartment in Hell's Kitchen. I was living in a two-bedroom with three other guys. I slept on the couch in the living room, and I had a laundry room downstairs in the basement, but we were 7th floor of a walk-up, so I had to walk up and down with the laundry.
You told
the
story already?
I told it during the... when you were doing your song. I was running late to meet a friend for a movie, so I finished my laundry. I put it in the bag, but I left it in the basement because I didn't want to have to walk it all the way back up. And when I got back, it was stolen, so someone in the building had stolen it. And I wrote a note, and I put it under the door of everyone in our building. And I said, please, you know, I'm not... I won't get angry. I'll pay you. These shirts mean a lot to me. They're one of a kind. They're things I can't replace. They're things I inherited from, like, my father, like T-shirts he wore when he was my age. And
that's the vinyl thing was the second time you lost...
Yeah,
sort of one of a kind clothing.
Yeah, truly. Yeah,
and that stuff had emotional value because it's like. Oh.
Yeah, because I mean, look, I'm not a materialistic guy, but it is. It's about emotional value, and it's, you know. I worry a lot about, you know, I fear losing memories, you know, in old age, just because I feel like that's the most valuable currency we have in this world is like the experiences that we collect.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this part of me, I think, out of just. Sort of existential dread. It still sounds like it, right? I can see him right there. On one hand, he's folding clothes. The other hand, he's whistling. Or he's not whistling with a hand, but with his mouth. He's going, whoo! And then the arrow.
Sidekick, the guy, the silly guy?
Oh, Kraglin. I think his name's Kraglin. Kraglin? Yeah, God. He's a cut-up. Oh, God. He's a space pirate. That was fun.
All right.
Yeah.
Back to.
Yeah. What other segments do we have to?
Let's talk. Give it a spin. Over bumper. Besides the podcast for laundry, what do you like to spin while you're doing your laundry?
Music-wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I feel like I do more often listen to podcasts during laundry. You know, this is one. How apropos. You know, of course, I love to lock the gates, you know. So much fun. Serial. I don't know if you've listened to Serial. It's just totally captivating.
Serial?
Yeah. Serial, the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm a total nerd for like true crime stories. Well, so I've listened through like 3 or 4 times now.
Oh, that's Serial.
Serial, the podcast. Sarah Koenig.
I've heard of it. There's another Serial, the podcast.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
It's
season 2. You mean there's the Bo Berg doll?
No. It's in the works.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hush, hush.
It's in the works.
Okay.
I catch. If you like this show, I think you might like Serial Podcast.
Okay.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Cool. Sounds great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. I listen to those things. I listened a lot of Fleetwood Mac recently. Tusk. It's a great album.
Great classic.
Great album. Who could it be? That song really gets me. I don't know. What have you been spinning these days? What are you spinning?
I just sit there.
Okay, well, I mean, generally, what kind of music have you... You have good music taste. Are there any new discoveries I should know about?
There's one song I've been listening to on repeat.
Really? What is it? Mm-hmm.
Just tell me what you think. What do you think?
It's catchy. I like it a lot, actually.
You know what it is, right?
We're up all night doing laundry? What?
It's that Daft Punk.
Oh, the Pharrell Lucky song.
Yeah.
It's the We're Lucky. What's it called? Yeah.
Yeah.
Get Lucky. Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. See, now I hear it. Okay. Yeah. I thought it just had a good groove to it. Yeah,
this is by Edouard Train.
Would I know his work previously?
I never really listened to his other work.
Okay.
Is that just
a single or is it off of an album?
I don't think it's released officially.
It's like a SoundCloud. He's like one of those SoundCloud rappers.
Yeah. Sort of. He's a YouTube artist.
That's actually, I mean, honestly, like, that's where all the money is these days. You hear about this Jake Paul kid?
Yeah.
And it's like, he's worth how much? Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think this guy mostly just puts up the video and
lets
the views speak for itself. We could actually listen to another song of his.
Oh, please, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they all laundry themed or it's just...
No, this is original. It's called Santa's Mistake.
Okay, Santa's Mistake.
By... Ed Train.
Ed Train. Okay.
It's a special Ed film.
It's his production company's name? Is that his shingle?
Hey, Merry Christmas. Come on in. Hey, I got a surprise for you. Santa's here.
It's more of a skit than a song.
No, this is the intro.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got some unfinished business with the old man. Just a second. Thank you, Santa, for my gift. I always thought you were the best, but I didn't get what I wanted. You put my patience to the test.
Is that an accordion?
I wrote
my list,
and I That's pretty bold to be a comedy.
Well, he plays accordion.
Right. You had to go. That's just sort of uncharted territory.
But you're going to miss it.
Oh, okay.
And get me that horrible sweater. So now I'm glad to have you here
to share with you the mistakes of the sweater.
Some holiday cheer.
Yeah, he got a sweater he didn't like.
You can take this to the bank.
Oh.
You'll spend your Christmas in my shark tank.
Actually, I'm not crazy about that one. That one feels a little... I don't know. I find that one a little ugly.
No, it's throwing sand in the shark tank like he's a Bond villain.
Why? Because, he got him a sweater that he didn't like? Like, God forbid? It's this fucking gross commercialization of Christmas.
Gross? It's not commercial. I mean, this guy's making his own thing.
Yeah, but the song's all about, like, oh, I didn't get a good enough present, so I should fucking murder you? I should throw you in the shark tank? Unless it was like a ABC Shark Tank.
What?
Maybe it was like ABC Shark
Tank. No.
Can you imagine Santa?
No, he showed sharks
in
the
like,
video.
Hi, I'm Santa, and I'm here today pitching.
What are you doing?
Santa's workshop. I'm looking for 10%.
What?
For $5 billion. And they're like, what? And he's like, I have elves. Make toys.
What are you talking about?
For over 5,000 centuries.
What is this?
But I bet you're wondering, how do we get them to the kids? It's like a Santa Shark Tank. You know, that's kind of a fun... Santa Shark Tank?
Shark Tank? What?
Shark Tank, like the TV show Shark Tank?
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's a good show. Yeah. Santa Incorporated. What? Looking for 500.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Great skit.
It's just a.
Not shocked you don't write for the tick.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Yeah, well, I didn't even apply because fucking, you know.
Why bother?
I mean, yes, why bother?
You like Ricky Gervais?
Yeah, I mean, it's the
best. A lot of people say I laugh like him.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Do some other things like him, too.
He's great.
Here is pretty difficult.
So, do you have any anything you want to plug? Anything upcoming? You got a podcast?
I have a podcast called Blank Check with Griffin and David. We discuss filmographies of directors of massive success early on and are given a series of blank checks to make whatever creative passion projects they want. Sometimes those checks clear and sometimes they bounce, baby. And then, of course, The Tick. If you're an Amazon Prime member, new episodes come in February
23rd. Mm-hmm. And the other thing you want to plug?
What's the other?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh. hey, if you you guys hear about this Yondu guy? My buddy Yondu's got a new movie out. It's called GOTG V2, and it's streaming now on Netflix. Yondu and
Can you do one more?
Yeah, Yondu
and Wait.
Okay.
Okay. Let's just get this song going.
Yeah. I could have just done it. This is the other one. This is the difference.
I'm sorry. Okay. I like this song too.
No, I like it too. I'm just saying, if you want me to do the Yondu and Laundry.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay. Yondu and Laundry. There we go.
Do another character though, the one you haven't done.
Nova Prime and Dryer. That's Glenn Close's character. Oh, okay. In the first one. They didn't bring her back for the second one. Uh-huh. Pierce Serafinowicz, who plays the Tick. He's in Guardians of the Galaxy. I can't remember what his character's name is. He plays a Nova.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, just do it.
Yeah, that guy in Downey. You know, it's. Down in laundry, right? Down in the church.
You've been a great guest.
Oh, thank you. I had a great time.
Thanks so much for joining us on the podcast for Laundry. And would you stick around for just a few minutes?
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Well, that's the end of the podcast for us. But okay. If you stay tuned to the podcast for Laundry, you'll hear a little more Griffin, and we got some more surprises coming your way.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to this episode.
Okay. And Yondu and Laundry.
Now the bed is empty. Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.